But once they get that repaired, that should fix the immediate issue. But obviously, with that kind of ranking, there's a lot more going on than just that. It's just basically material is wearing out. And all this material has a lifespan, and apparently has reached that lifespan. So.
I believe you said it was built in
1953,
just like you said, it's ranked. But I didn't mean to imply it wasn't safe, because they would not consider even with the liability. There is a time limit on it. I forgot what it was. Something else I might remember. You travel over it.
Generally, the first place they start is 25 tons, and I don't
know. It's less than that.
It's less than that. Okay, well, then it's pretty significant. School bus is going at 10?
10, yeah. I thought it was 25 ton, under 50, 50 miles per hour, 25 ton. I'm not sure now that makes me question it. But.
Okay, but suffice to say, if they're going to allow one lane traffic, obviously this is one of the sides that they're having a problem with, one lane, the support under that lane. So that means that they're just going to keep traffic off of that side, not aggravate it.
She said they were doing the same thing like they did over on Long Creek.
So they'll have a temporary stoplight at each end?
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. I think one more thing. Are we finished with Beaver Creek here, 160?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have gotten information from MoDOT on the sidewalk from College of the Ozarks to the Southtown Shopping Center in Hollister. They had come back. We had had a long time conversation, and we're at the point where we were waiting for an agreement from MoDOT. And so I got the agreement. And first of all, when I went up and saw the scoping and all of that stuff, it was done by Olson Engineering and all that. It was projected at there were three versions, A, B, and C, and the one version was $480,000, and the cheapest version was $360-some-thousand. So we kind of agreed on the $360,000 or $380-some-thousand, and that Hollister had $108,000 in surface transportation funds and a 20% match to be somewhere around $135,000, and the college would match that. Well, when we got the agreement from MoDOT, it had turned into a $600,000-some-odd project, and our match was $204,000, and the college's match was $204,000, and MoDOT was into it for $195,000. And so I just returned the agreement and said, well, there just won't be a sidewalk. Because I had our guys estimate the construction cost of the sidewalk, and it was $50,000. But there's signal improvements, and the realignment of the lanes on Birch Street have never been correct since the interchange was there. So if you're coming from Lowe's to Menards, and you look straight across from you, you're going nowhere. There's no lane over there. There's a center stripe, or there's whatever, and there's no free right coming from the north, from Lowe's to get out onto the interchange. Is not a free right. So when somebody wants to go to Menards, it backs up into the shopping center, backs up across that and all that. That never should have been that way, but then they have always said, when it gets that way, we'll fix it. Well, that hasn't quite panned out that way. If you look at the signal arms across there, there's room for the additional heads. That was all there from the beginning. But we got if you ever get in this discussion with MoDOT, we'll fix it this way for now. We'll come back in the future and fix it again. Do not bite on that. That won't work. And so we were going to get a different interchange to begin with too, and then they said we'll come back and do it. And at least we were smart enough not to do that. So at any rate, once we said no deal, now they have a new district engineer, and we haven't met this individual yet. Campbell?
Steve Campbell.
Okay, and so he looked at this, and there was a newspaper article that was critical of MoDOT because the students are running across there. I have not seen it, not heard of it, looked for it, can't find it, but he saw it. And he said, what the heck's going on? And Beth and Frank Miller said, we've all been working on this for a very long time, but the district doesn't ever prioritize it. He said, well, that's going to change, and we're going to do this now. And so Frank and Beth were on a conference call with me 2 weeks ago and said, your new share is the 108,000 that you were originally in for plus 20% match. Get the college to agree to that, and then ask the college to give their money to the city, because we can have a simple municipal agreement with MoDOT. If we have a municipal private sector MoDOT agreement, it will take months, if not years, to get approved because of the private sector piece. So I have drawn up an agreement and given it to the college for these matching funds, and they've given us down to the penny what that will be, and the college has tentatively agreed to what that is and to give us the money, and I'm hoping that that project can now move forward, realign the lanes, get the signals correct, get the kids across the interchange in the way it's supposed to, and then Hollister will come up to the Walgreens corner and extend the sidewalk that we've already extended along North Birch. We'll extend that the rest of the way so that when you get across there's some place to go. And our big share of the sidewalk will cost us about $7,000. I'm not sure how we're that skillful that we can get all of that done for $7,000 and the other cost $603,000.
Weird.
Okay, so anyway, there's a MoDOT update on that, but I think I'm pretty encouraged about that, and so I'm thinking that we might be able to get that accomplished. And that's a little bit out of just the regular mainstream surface transportation issue, but it really will help that intersection and get that back to a better geometric. So anyway, there's that. And I think we're in MoDOT update. That's where we got to.
All right. Okay, new business.
I had budgeted new business, but Devin answered that back in the county update, so I think we're good there.
Nothing else?
Our next meeting date is when?
When we start over the beginning of the year, I need to understand this so I can get it right.
So it's going to be in January. We're skipping December, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it should be the fourth Tuesday in January, which would be the 28th?
28th, yep.
Same time, same place?
Yes, sir.
Now, do we have to have a new chairman for the next year? Because this is the last meeting of this year.
The chairman is a multi-year, within a multi-year assignment?
I think they get reappointed every year. That's what I believe.
I remember that in the last.
It won't hurt.
Unless they want to escape.
We kept reappointing David Miller until he van boost, and then we reappointed.
Okay, so it won't hurt to reappoint somebody or appoint somebody. And we don't do that. We're going to make a recommendation to the commission, and they will actually do that. But being this is our last meeting, I'm thinking we better do something with that. I would ask Doug, would you be willing to serve again?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so we have at least one person that's willing to serve. Is there anybody else that thinks they want to do this?
Okay. things I'd like to know fast.
No, it's too late. You can't withdraw now. Okay, so I'm going to make a motion to forward Doug's nomination to the commission for the chairman for the 2020 year.
I'll second that.
Okay, now you have a motion and a second.
Okay, so motion and a second to reappoint Doug Mueller as chairman of the...
Recommend the commission.
To the commission as chairman of the Tanacac Transportation Advisory Board. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm going to have some discussion.
Oh, sorry, discussion.
Oh, there isn't any. Okay, now you're...
All right, I always forget that.
That was a lot of
vote. Favor, aye. Opposed, aye. Same side. Motion would carry.
Okay. Great. So, you can get that to the commission, even though the commission's present.
How about you just send your minutes to Shanna, and she'll put it on the agenda. How about that?
Done. Okay.
While you're kind of on those lines, if you want us to do a contract again for next year for updates, or whoever, but I need some kind of motion to that effect. We'll have to do a new contract every year or so.
What is your rules about at the $5,000 level? Can we go straight forward and recommend HDR again? Or do we have to go out and request for proposals?
Out of 5,000, it's up to $6,500.
And what they do anyway, they have and it's actually due next Tuesday, but they do annual calls. So they kind of pre-select on-call firms, and assuming hopefully selected for that again.
Okay, so in deference to us being this is our last minute, or our last meeting, then we should probably make a recommendation to the commission for that, too. So I'll move to make a recommendation to select HDR to provide us engineering services for the 2020 year.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to retain HDR as the engineering service provider for the advisory board. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote those in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same side. Motion will carry.
Again, that will get the minutes moved forward, and then will that do it to get you guys to, and that, you have your budget already, so, or you're going to submit your budget. I think that might, unless we're missing some end of the year housekeeping thing, that was the only things I could think of.
Okay. All right, any other new business? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'll second.
Motion second adjourned. Favor? Opposed?
We've got all of it.
One thing that I failed to ask, and it isn't an action item, but do we have an open seat or we don't have an open seat? Is there, are we do.
I think we do.
Well, it seems to me we do.
Seven.
Yeah,
there should be.
You were talking to somebody, they might.
There should
be. No, I was in the room.
There should be seven.
Did we claim District 3? Which area was it?
I thought we only had 7.
It was the area over by there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's at 6.
So we asked. Over. We asked Jamie Keys. You recommend we ask him. He was too busy. So it's 7.
Yeah, I think it's a little over by you.
When was the last time you talked to Jamie?
It's been a few weeks.
Well, there's some personnel changes happening down in that end of the world, and we've got some troubling, at least to everybody, and maybe not to everybody, but some troubling indications that things might change there. I know Kurt Youngquist is gone. He's accepting another position.
Well, that was due to no longer having event, wasn't it?
I